A very happy new month to all my listeners. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. I hope you all are fine and must be missing me. Well dear all, today is very important day. We all know which day is today. Oh, it's the first day of the month, May. Yes, the hottest month in my nation. But what is so special about this day? I will be telling you. The miracle is not that we do the work, but that we are happy to do it. I didn't say this. Mother Teresa said this, and she was very correct in her words. Yes, when we are doing the work happily, we get satisfied with the results. That satisfaction is important, and that comes only when we are happy while doing any work. And all the workers everywhere, they are doing their work happily. That is why they are satisfied. Today, as we all know, is International Labor Day, and is celebrated. Yes, this day is celebrated every year on 1st of the May to commemorate the struggles and the sacrifices of the workers and the labor's movement. Therefore, it is known as the May Day. The origins of this day can be traced back to the late 19th century, when the workers across the globe began demanding better working conditions, fair wages, and shorter working hours. International Labor Day is celebrated in more than 80 countries, including India, yes, my nation, Cuba, and China. People in different parts of the world hold marches on this day to promote rights of working class people and to protect them from exploitation. And whenever there is a holiday on this day, they feel the great pride, right? I will not be going into the history of this day, but today I will be talking about a very important kind of abuse. Yes, and that is about a child, the labor of the child. Yes, dear all, I'm talking today about the child labor. I want to draw your attention towards it. Recently, I have seen that how today also a child is being exploited for any kind of work, and he or she is unaware about that. The innocence in their minds, in their hearts, can be felt only by those who are just trying to put pressure on their lives by making them do the work and work. Economic hardship exacts, yes, the economic hardship extracts a toll on millions of families worldwide. And in some places, it comes at the price of child safety. Roughly 160 million children were subjected to child labor at the beginning of 2020, with the 9 million additional children at risk due to the impact of COVID-19. This accounts for nearly 1 in 10 children worldwide. Almost half of them are in hazardous, yes, hazardous work that directly endangers their health and development. Children may be driven into work for various reasons, but we have to take care of them. But the government also has done many things before, And the census of the year 2001 figures that there are 1.6 crore working children in the age group of 5 to 14 as compared to the total child population of 25.2 crore. As per the survey conducted by National Sample Survey Organization in the year 2004 and 2005, the number of working children is estimated at 90.75 lakh. As per the census of 2011, the number of working children in the age group of 5 to 14 years has further reduced to 43.5 53 lakh. It clearly shows that the efforts of the government have borne the desired fruits. But as I have told you, their lives are in danger when they are working at such a tender age. When they have to learn something, they are earning. That is wrong. We need to eradicate this. How? Just by not allowing any child. If you see some child, yes, if you see some one working under the age of 5 to 14, then please try to stop the child to work. Try to help the child in any way you can. Children look good with the handful of toys, not with the bricks. A child's hand looks good holding a pencil, not washing plates. Childhood is that phase of life where children are meant to learn, not to earn. Right? So it's a time for all of us to celebrate this day by saying no to child labor and loving them as much as we can. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take a very good care of yourself and bye-bye.